two very distinctly different ways of hearing this text. One is that when he talks about not taking the most privileged place at a wedding banquet, which is a big event for the Jews. Banquets in general were big events for the Jews. That is a purely pragmatic decision, that you sit down at the bottom of the table, and then you can be made grand by saying, oh no, you don't belong here, you belong someplace else, you belong in a higher place. Or this other business of inviting the poor, well, it's a case of delayed gratification, so you'd be miserable now, but then you're going to get really good stuff later on. They seem to be obvious readings of this text, but there's a common problem with both of them in that they both are profoundly egocentric. It is just normal human prudence for self-advancement, self-protection, self-promotion, that whereby you can read both of these texts. But that flies, of course, in the face of everything else we know in the Gospel of Luke and in the career of Jesus. So what is really being enjoined upon us here? Humility, we get from the first reading. What is humility? Humility is basically truth. Humility is awareness of whatever I have and whoever I am is not the product of my own virtue or power, but who I am, my situation, the opportunities I get, have all been given to me. And I didn't construct them. I may use them better or less well, but nevertheless, they don't originate with me. And so, as Luke will say in another place, in his gospel, what do you have that you have not received? And if you have received it, why do you act as though you haven't? To live in that kind of consciousness, which in our world, of course, is counterproductive. I mean, that's not going to get you any place. That's not going to feed the baby. That's not going to advance your career. But that's the truth. And then this business of inviting the poor. As I said, I think, last week, God does not reward. God just simply loves and responds to us. So the reason for inviting the poor is not because I'm going to get some benefit, some bonus from this later on, but because I recognize the poor as my sisters and brothers. The poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. These are the ones with whom I belong, truly. And not in any way as the world judges this. The poor are not going to give you anything. The poor are not going to work to your benefit. Inviting the crippled and the lame and the blind is not going to get you any place socially. So what Luke is talking about again is this is transformation of our consciousness, of who we are and how we are related. Above all, how we are related to the least of all, to the invisible ones, the diminished ones. That's the constitution of the kingdom of God, and to respond to that is what we're called, not to some sort of veiled self-promotion.